GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Let's start here, Strebel. Who won the Masters?
And James Strebel.
Stevie Scheffler.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Jack, it's funny you played that rejoin. I had another one, but I didn't write it down. Here it is, a golf one. Does Strebel know who Nick Faldo?
Yeah, I know Nick Faldo.
Okay,
is.
I've got to make sure.
Yeah, I know. I've heard the name Nick
You've
Faldo.
You've heard the name. Okay,
yes,
well, good enough.
I don't know who won this year's U.S. Open. So it was
this past weekend.
I know.
You don't know?
I have no clue.
God, you're oblivious.
I didn't watch a second
I know
of it.
Also, Strebel Faldo's the commentator. He's not an actual golfer these days.
Nick Faldo?
Yes.
No.
He's been commentator for 2 decades.
Oh, yes.
20 years.
He used to be a golfer.
Yeah, so he really did. 4379680.
I heard the name.
Steve Wolfon joining us right now from 24/7, director of recruiting. He's been all over the Louisville stuff, obviously. We can get nationally, Kentucky, and much more. Steve, appreciate the time. Good sir. How are things your way?
Man, things are going well up here in the Indianapolis area where I live, but certainly
okay.
Not going as well as it is for Scott Satterfield and company down your guys' way.
Well, I opened the show and we have talked about it on this show. It's unexpected. I talk Louisville and Kentucky. It was unexpected on the Louisville side, and then Kentucky fans have had fun the last several years now beating Louisville and Scott Satterfield and the L's down and everything. And so this heater that U of L is on is also surprising to them. How do we get to this point to where Louisville right now is one of the main talks of college football recruiting?
Well, you know, I talked to Coach Satterfield a few weeks ago, and he said that, you know, the recruiting department and everything they did a couple years ago was geared towards building relationships early with guys in this class, and it's starting to pay off. You know, they identified Pierce Clarkson early, the four-star quarterback from mm-hmm. California, as their top guy under center. They get him in the fold. He's as good a peer recruiter as I've seen in the country ever. You know, he's doing a good job recruiting guys to Louisville and building connections with guys. And, you know, the class now has 10 commits, and he's responsible for the upper half as much as the coaches, in my opinion. And the coaches have done a fantastic job. This is a staff that's fun to be around, good guys. You know, Satterfield, it starts at the top, just a good person, good football coach with a good track record, and, you know, had a lot of success over the course of his career, had some prolific offenses and such. So between a good coaching staff, the city, I mean, like, you know, it seems like the program is really being embraced by the community, and that's certainly helping Louisville on the trail. But talking to Coach Satterfield and talking about taking, you know, when prospects arrive on campus, they think it's going to be this rural setting, but Louisville's this vibrant city, and they land, and 2 minutes later, they're on campus. Y'all are that close to the airport.
Well, they think it's Barnes. They think it's horse farms.
Yeah.
and look, I was at Churchill Downs this weekend because I was in town for with my kid for a baseball tournament.
Oh, nice.
I can see your guys' football stadium from the track. You know, and
oh yeah,
what a great atmosphere that was. And I know Saturday night was a big recruiting event inside Churchill Downs as well, and I know the recruits were standing outside their suite area and just were, you know, felt like celebrities there as people in the community really embraced them being on campus and talking to them, and they're, you know, they're kissing babies as people walk by and talking and mingling and with people in the community. And there's a lot of excitement around the football program and its future, but you got the Muhammad Ali Center there, you got There's just all kinds of exciting things. So the city embracing Louisville, the kids and their families. It's not just the kids that come on these visits that are impressed, but their parents, of course, or their high school coaches and whatever. And, you know, there's just a lot of excitement, and it's paying off on the trail with Reuben Owens, the number one running back in the country, the latest to commit.
I'll get to Reuben Owens here in a second. Steve Wilfong with us here from 24/7. I just, there's so many different angles. I want to get to the Clarkson angle because Pierce, and then also his father as well, is recruiting, or is, say recruiting, but is tweeting just as much as some of the other players. I mean, listen, whether it be NIL, whether it be Adidas, whether it be they're doing better at relationships, they did put more money into their recruiting over the last year or so. I mean, NIL and those relationships are really helping U of L. How much do you think maybe U of L, but college football in general, how much has your job changed? How much more, I guess, you know, when you're logging crystal balls or when you're looking about where kids are going to go, now NIL is yet another avenue. It's another tool in the toolbox to all of this. How has that changed everything? Because, I mean, around here, we think that is a huge deal with what is going on with U of L.
Well, it's certainly, if there's a school that's benefited the most from the NIL era, you know, I think people would point to Louisville. But at the same time, you got to have a good product, and Coach Scott Satterfield and his background. You know, Coach Brown, the defensive coordinator, he's been a finalist for the Broyles Award in his career. Right, Nick Cardwell, he's one of the best offensive line recruiters in the country. You had Madden Sanker on campus; he's the number four interior offensive lineman in America. He's a top 100 recruit. I think he's going to commit soon. Figure out his college plan soon. I'd be surprised if he has a better relationship with another offensive line coach than Nick Cardwell. But Mark Ivey, you know, Coach Crime, Wesley McGriff, you know, these guys have great reputations as recruiters. Lance Taylor, the new offensive coordinator at Louisville, you're not going to find a nicer guy than Lance Taylor. I wish I would have mentioned him earlier in this segment. And his coaching pedigree, some of the running backs he's coached, he's coming off being at Notre Dame and the success that they had at Notre Dame. This is a really good staff. And then you got Pete Nocta running the recruiting department. I don't know if y'all have ever had a chance to meet Pete Nocta, but
we know Pete.
He is the classiest human being in the city of Louisville.
Well, look at that. Look at that in the city of Louisville. Well, Steve,
he is one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Unbelievable. That's what people say about me. I'm kidding. Steve, you need to know this, okay? The man next to me, James Strebel, is a huge Kentucky fan.
Yeah.
And so he is struggling. I want to get to Kentucky with you, but as you were listing out all those things, he's hurting right now. You need to know that, Steve.
Yes.
You're making this man be in some bad shape here.
You keep taking dirt and shoveling on top of me.
Kentucky fans are not happy right now.
Well, look, man, I'm sure they're just pointing to, I mean, the recruiting offseason. But you look at what Coach Stoops, you know, you win 10 games last year. You ranked as high as 11, I think. He's won 10 games twice in the Stoops era. I don't think that's happened since the 70s, right?
No,
so you guys
correct.
Are in
it was Kersey, right?
Yeah, Frank Kersey. Yeah.
I mean, you guys are in your sweet spot there at Kentucky, and you look at, you know, last year's class, finished number 20 nationally. It was a dynamic receiver group in that class, Barry and Brown and Dane Key. And what's that young man's name from Ohio? Brandon White. He's going to be a shifty. He's going to be a problem for people in the SEC. Look, Kentucky, under Coach Stoops, they've been a hard-nosed, tough, physical, smash-mouth football team that for years couldn't throw the damn ball forward, right?
And then at all,
right, and ever.
And you get Coach Cohn, who just completely changed everything there last year. And now you got Scangarella, who's really impressing recruits. Never has there been a time to be more excited about the trajectory of the program.
There you go.
Thank you, Steve Wilfong. I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you, Steve.
I needed
you.
That. It's like a drink of water in an oasis in a desert.
In a desert.
Thank you.
Look, and I'm not just some sunshine pumper. Look, we're talking about facts here. Louisville's recruiting well, but they need it to translate onto the field, right?
I mean, they're
not playing the same caliber of football right now that Kentucky's playing, but they're recruiting at an exciting rate right now. So we'll see what happens. And Kentucky, on the flip side, coming off 10 wins, top 20 recruiting class. I think they had some really interesting gets. I really, I've spent time in that Kentucky facility, and you got to be hard-nosed. You got to be a tough son of a gun to thrive in that program, and I think it shows up on Saturdays. And I just am kind of saddened that there were some years there where Kentucky was really good on defense, had really one of the best running backs in the country, and they just couldn't throw the ball. Like, it was awful.
You, Steve.
I mean, you guys, that Georgia game a couple years ago, I mean, when Lynn Bowden was taking all the snaps, like, I mean, if there was any kind of competent passing game, that's a W for the Wildcats day. The defense was lights out. So, but hey, it's hard to win a game, let alone win a bunch of them. And Coach Stoops is plugging away. He's trying. He's not satisfied with 10 wins. He's trying to win more. And I just, Kentucky's in the SEC. It's a meat grinder every week. It's a different, the people in the SEC are bigger. I know people point to bowl games at the end of the year and say the SEC is overrated, but why don't you try beating those teams in November, man? Three in a row. It's a little bit tougher of a task than
a one-off in December.
You're right, exactly. Yeah. So it's it's an exciting time for football across the state of Kentucky,
the Commonwealth. It really is. Steve Wolfong with us from 24/7, director of recruiting there. Just quickly, a couple more, we'll get you out of here, Steve. We do appreciate it. Pierce Clarkson, I guess. I don't even know what kind of a player he is. I know, obviously, he hasn't got a lot of the reps in high school, and all of that's going to change going to camps and everything else. We know his rankings and ratings and all of that. What kind of player is he? How soon do you think he will be able to play? And then just that family has also been such a big deal in recruiting. It is just the father and the buying billboards all over town. It's something I have not seen before, and it's just a perfect storm for Scott Satterfield, Pete Thomas, and company.
Well, Pierce Clarkson's going to be coming in from one of the best high school football programs in the country. The head coach there is one of the best at what he does. They really scheme their players into success, and Pierce is a dual threat guy that makes good decisions with the football. He can run. He can be physical with the football in that regard. But splitting time with the kid who signed with Michigan State, completed over 60% of his passes, only threw three interceptions in 11 games. He's a guy that's really good on the chalkboard, understands the game, can process, and obviously his dad had a reputation for a while as one of the premier quarterback coaches out there out west. So his son was immersed in that. But he's obviously a good leader and a guy that kids are connecting with. We'll see what he does on the next level. But he's been one of the more impactful recruiting wins in this class with, not only what he brings as a player, but who he's bringing with him.
No, it's unbelievable. It's unlike anything, quite frankly, that I have seen. All right, Reuben Owens commits yesterday. How much of a beast is this kid?
Well, he's the finest running back in America. You're talking about a kid that rushed for almost 3,000 yards as a junior, 46 touchdowns. And then on the camp circuit this spring and summer, he's shown that he can catch the football about as well as anybody, regardless of position. He's run 10.6 in the 100-meter dash, so he's a threat to score. Anytime he touches the football, he's a over 23-foot long jumper, so he's extremely explosive. He checks every box. He can run between the tackles. He can catch the ball downfield. He can hurt you in a lot of ways, and he's a broken tackle away from putting another number up on the scoreboard.
Well, they can't wait to get him. There's no doubt about it. Just quickly before we get you out of here, Steve Wolfong with us here from 24/7. We talked just a second there about Kentucky. And what's funny is last year was all about Kentucky and their recruiting class.
Yeah.
And this offseason is all about U of L. And so we have talked such very little about Kentucky as they're now trying to stack classes is kind of where they are. Who they're in on, how they're doing on the recruiting trail. They had a big weekend this past weekend. Where do you make of where Kentucky is? Obviously, it's only June, but you'd imagine they'll be having some kids commit here this summer at some point.
Yeah, no, they're in on some guys. You know, they're in on four-star receiver Anthony Brown from Ohio, who I think Anthony Brown's a guy that if you ask Ohio State, can he play championship level for the Buckeyes, they'd say championship level football for the Buckeyes, they'd say yeah. It's just Ohio State, they're going to land four of the top five targets at the position,
right.
You know. So Anthony Brown, that's a Cincinnati-Kentucky battle, you know, and they had him on campus this past weekend, and so we'll see what happens. I think Cincinnati was probably the leader going into that visit. You know, we'll see what happens afterwards. But, you know, Kentucky, a lot of their recruiting, man, it's just evaluation and good player development, good strength and conditioning, good scheming, and really just – they just find gritty, tough guys that aren't afraid to mix it up with the best teams in the country. They're just not scared, you know. But Carmelo English is a four-star receiver from Alabama that took an official visit earlier. Robert Stafford's a four-star athlete from Florida that they had on campus earlier. You know, they're not as often running as Louisville is right now. But you look, they got seven commits right now, including Caden Mormon, who's a 5'10", 205-pound running back that I know they love in Lexington. Don't be surprised if you look up in a couple years and Caden Mormon's one of the leading rushers in the SEC.
Steve Wiltfong with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. Steve, anything I'm missing, Strieble? I mean, anything you good to go?
Sounds good, man. He
eased you a little bit.
He gave me a little bit of optimism.
Well, there
which
we go.
I sorely needed, Steve. I needed that. I know.
Oh, what are you down in the dumps about, man? 10 wins last year. Aren't you? Shouldn't you just be saying, show me something in the fall to these Louisville fans of winning an off-season championship?
Basically, he's trying.
I'm a prisoner of the moment, and the moment
Ruben Owens hurt you.
It was Ruben Owens that really did it to me,
yeah.
Steve. I mean, when the number one running back in the country commits to your rival, like the rivalry never stops. I'm always on alert, and I'm always ready to battle.
You're around a bunch of Louisville fans.
Yeah, we're around a bunch of Louisville fans all the time, Steve. So yeah.
Well, Steve, appreciate. Right. Go ahead,
Man. I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Steve.
I had a great time in y'all city over the weekend too.
Well, good.
The Louisville Slugger tour.
I did a
movie at the Louisville Bats joint on Friday night. Hit the racetrack, and my kid played some baseball in between. It's cool. You guys got a great setup there, man.
Where'd your kid play baseball? Where are you guys at?
I think it's Crosley Park. I think is what it's called out there.
My kids do travel baseball. Yeah, my kids do travel baseball too. So I was just kind of picking your brain there.
Strieble, his kids are in Southern Indiana.
Yeah,
and he's become the big shot father because he's got all of his kids in these leagues. He might start taking some NIL money. I don't know what's going on.
We'll see.
I don't know what's maybe
deal with Maruki. You know that the Maruki who makes all those bats. He works at LSU. He's at LSU in their sports science program. Yeah, recruits rave about him when they go and visit LSU now.
My youngest son has got the Cat 9, and of course my wife's looking at
9.
Yeah, she's looking at the she's looking at the Cat X.
The next one.
Yeah, they came out with a new one.
Oh,
Steve.
Well, of course they did. It's like an iPhone.
It's like $500 a pop.
Oh.
The Cat X is out already. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. My wife, she keeps up with all this stuff, Steve. She's like, the Cat X is out, James. It's out. What do you think about that?
Wow,
like,
I'm learning something.
Pump the brakes, honey.
The Cat X.
Yeah. The bat game, Andy.
Y'all take care, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it, Steve.
We'll see y'all later.
Yeah, appreciate it, Steve. Steve Wiltfong with us for 24/7. Oh, there we go. Fun interview.
That was a good interview.
Look at that.
I enjoyed that.
Look at that.
He eased me a little bit, but I still don't. There's still a lot of things I don't like going on right now. But, you know, we'll see how things play out. As Justin Rowland and Minnie will say, let's see if they can keep it together.
Dexter says Satterfield wrestling names Scat Hall.
Whoa, I like that. Scat Hall, RIP.
Texas says, damn right, Louisville football is building a program.
What was that noise?
I'm not gonna do that. I'll be nice. I'll be quiet. I have thoughts, but I'll just leave it alone for now. They'll come up later.
Texas says, "How did recruiting talk turn into bat talk?"
Well,
what's the name of it? Maruki?
Yeah.
Maruki X?
Yes. Maruccii. Yes. And these bats are, the top line bat. Top line. The Cat 9 was the newer one. Then they came out with the Cat X. So that's, yeah.
Jeez, that's you mean you're not one. Using the local company?
What do you mean?
Louisville Slugger.
Not for Little League bats, Jack. No. You got a Little Slugger. People are laughing at you. I'm kidding.
Your wife's into this more than you are.
She's like, yes.
Is she crazy about this?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She loves it. Like she would stay at a ballpark all day long. She absolutely loves it. Yes.
Well, I'm trying to find this. Why is this so difficult to find? I mean, come on. Just show me the bat. It's a $500 bat.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Metal bats. What's it, the Cat 9?
The Cat 9 is what Wyatt has. Viper has the Cat 9, yeah.
What's
Kellen has the DeMarini Zoa.
Which one's better?
It's a two-piece. It depends on what you like.
You love two-pieces.
Yeah, well...
Jack, you love a two-piece?
Yeah, I like a nice little two-piece.
Jack, are you a two-piece or a one-piece?
On a hot summer day.
Two-piece.
There you go.
Is Jason there, the new guy? Ask him if he's a one-piece or a two-piece.
I'll go back in the back and grab
him. No, you don't have to.
No,
you don't have to.
It's okay.
You don't have to.
Yeah, the Zoa's better for, like, power hitting. So Kellen's, like, a power hitter. So it's better. That's
the
better
Cat
for him.
Nine's more of a like bat get on
base.
Ball.
Yeah, bat like on the Ichiro. Ball, get on base. Exactly. And the Zoa is more like pop that sucker out of the park. Yeah.
There you go.
A little more pop on the bat. But you only have so many swings in a two-piece.
Really?
They break. Yeah, absolutely. There's like 2,000. You have 2,000 hits with a two-piece.
2,000 hits of a bat?
It goes dead.
That doesn't seem very much. Am I wrong with that?
That's a good point. That
number doesn't seem like a lot to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go use it, you hit 200 balls in a practice, that's 10%.
Right, exactly. Well, we're not hitting that many. We're not hitting 200 at a practice.
I'm going to say if you want to be good.
We'll wait till college for that.
College.
200, yeah, or maybe high school.
Streeple, you know you're going to have your kids in some shady dealings.
No.
And yeah, you are. I feel it with you, Jack, you're with me on this, right?
I am.
The Streeples are, I mean, you've already sold out to the blood orgies in the Knobs.
No, we haven't gone to any of those.
You bypassed Big Easy in the Knobs.
Well,
that's not easy to do.
It's not easy to do.
He's a concrete mogul.
He is a concrete mogul.
Probably on vacation.
The concrete mogul.
Jack, can we find out if Big Easy's on vacation or golfing?
He went to Morgan Wallen.
I mean, we need to get into that. Was that last week?
You're on vacation.
Big Easy went to Morgan Wallen, was wearing a USA shirt.
Yes, and I'm jealous of that.
I mean, where was Easy on January 6th? Jesus.
Oh, no.
437-9680.
Tell me that's not what you thought.
Yeah, I mean, it did say he did look the type. He did. He looked like it. And he's in it like, Easy.
Was that Big Easy in Pelosi's office?
What's he doing on her desk?
Hey, Nancy, you want something milled?
Yeah. Don't go in that bathroom, Nancy.
I'll get someone to do it for you. I'm going on vacation.
Yeah.
Big Easy dropped a deuce and Nancy Pelosi. They're like, the FBI gets them. They fish it out.
Yeah.
Some FBI guy, Jack, had to fish out.
For DNA.
The DNA.
Big Easy. And I was potentially, though, what I looked at is like, Big Easy, you're such a fraud. Morgan Wallen.
Mitch acts like Morgan Wallen doesn't come around him at all.
Yeah, like he's
like,
never in St. Louis
like
or in that whole area.
He's never in the United States. Like, he only plays in Mexico City.
In Japan.
Or in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Or, in Japan.
Yeah,
like,
all around
Mitch,
the world.
Just go see him.
Yeah.
Just go see him. Stop it. Instead of wasting your money on losing bets in golf and Budweiser and fish sticks, save a little bit of money.
Save some money. Go see Morgan Wallen.
And go see Morgan Wallen.
Go see your hero.
Talk to a female and go see Morgan Wallen.
Well, let's not throw too many
you're right.
things on his plate right now. I mean, talk to a female.
Jack, would you take a date to Morgan Wallen?
Sure, why not?
I would love to set that up.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
I can't. That lie
stunned me. It's not a lie.
What a
I would love that if we could.
You set up a day. You sound like Dan Issel.
I don't have the means to
shame
do it.
Shame on BBN for doing what you've done to Jack.
I wish,
shame.
I don't know.
Two pillars of BBN promising me dates that they aren't doing.
Well, I did promise when I said I'd love to do it, but I don't know. Well, of course, Jack, I don't know single women. Like, I don't.
Well, your sister.
Your sister.
Well, yeah.
She's still single?
She is still single,
oh, my
yes.
God.
Yeah, she's still single.
Coop's still got a chance.
She's very picky. She is. She's very picky. I don't know what she's waiting
funny.
For.
It just seems, like you and your brother are just, not about women, just not picky in general.
No, not really.
No, like,
I don't roll with the punches. You know, but no, she's very picky when it comes to her dating life, which is fine.
By the way, Jack, did I show you this? Well, since you brought up Cooper, did I show you the picture of Cooper's dad?
Yeah, you did yesterday.
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram.
You saw that?
I did. Yeah.
I had never seen Cooper's dad.
I've seen his mom.
And he looks like a badass. Like, he looks like a guy that would beat you up if you cheated at the Bellagio.
He looks like a tough guy.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I've met his mom. She came to the studio one day. She she picked up a check for him. It was after he flew away to Greece. She came up and got a check, and we waved at her. I've seen her before, but you're right. I'd not seen his dad. I thought his dad would be kind of like, but no, he looked.
Yeah, I thought he would have some meaning to him. Yeah.
I did too. I was stunned. I was like, "Damn, Coop, your dad beat you up. That's for sure."
Oh yeah,
it wouldn't even be close.
No doubt about that.
Right.
Before we go to break, speaking of Instagram, Jack, go ahead and call Strebel out. Go ahead.
Oh,
you showed me this today.
Well, I do.
Did you notice what you did on your last Instagram post?
No.
Well.
You just had half a body.
Yes, you had half
a
body.
Oh, that was my. Yeah, no, yeah, that was bad. Yeah. I don't know how that happened.
You had the midsection of a child
of
on
my,
there.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, you get from right below his shoulder to the top of his ankles.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
I do. You don't know technology.
I don't know technology.
I know how it happened.
Yeah,
you are old in this.
It looked good when I was getting ready to post it, and then I went ahead and did it. It did.
Reuben Owens has messed you up. He has.
Yeah, he has.
He has.
I'm off today. I'm off. I have no problem admitting that. But yeah, part of it is because last night I'm trying to enjoy some family time, and I look down and Louisville Twitter's going nuts, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? What happened? I thought they were still flaunting their jets and things, and then I looked and Reuben Owens commits, and then it all hell broke loose. Oh!
Read that text. I'm not going to read that on the air.
Did. Boom. Boom. Yeah, we'll leave that one alone. We'll leave that one alone.
Texter says DeSantis opened the door to AOC's office for Big Easy.
DeSantis. He was there? I didn't know.
Texter says Big Easy's DNA deuce.
So he got him. Can you imagine that? He got busted.
Because
of a toilet. I'm sure it's happened before. I guarantee it has. Absolutely.
Oh, man. I know someone who was there remember someone got on the lawns like 20 years ago at least. Longer, maybe closer to 25 years ago. Remember someone got on the lawn to the White House?
Yeah.
And it took them, like, Secret Service a little while to get the person.
Yeah.
And I knew someone who was on a tour of the White House.
Oh, when that was going
and
on?
And had two cameras. At the time, disposable cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Filled with pictures of it all happening.
Oh, that's crazy.
They got home, and, like, a couple days later, the Secret Service showed up, and they're like, just give us the film.
We need those cameras.
Yeah, give us the film.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Like, they could just find you like that.
Of everyone that was there.
Well, yeah.
If you're in the White House, you got to give all the information. You can't just show up.
Show up and be like, hey, show me where Biden is. You can't do that. Yeah, no, you're right. But
well, you know where
crazy.
Biden is. Sleeping.
He's sleeping.
He's in the, he's in the nap chamber.
Yes.
The study.
the nap chamber.
Have a chamber where you just nap?
Does Joe Biden know that Rupert was committed?
That's a great question. Jack, what do you think? Is Jason there to ask him?
Yeah.
When asked the new guy
if Biden knows
if he knows about Biden. Let's take a break. Ask Nana that, Jack, yeah, if you don't mind.
She might like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she might not.
Well, yeah, good point. I forgot.
Nana cheered when Biden fell off the bike.
No, she was scared. She's worried about him.
No, she wasn't.
No?
Not from old person to old person. No,
oh, okay.
No.
You know what? You're
no.
right.
Yeah. I'm with Andy on that one.
Yeah. Red versus blue trumps everything, and you know that, Strebel.
Good point.
Texas says Barron Trump's going to enroll at U of L.
That'd be great. I mean, imagine Barron Trump in the city. Oh, I'm not man. Saying his dad would ever
so
show
many,
up.
I got so many
a
jokes.
A Pierce Carson Barron Trump billboard.
I just have so many. Jake Weingarten has him in with him when he comes in for Maven and Rummage.
Yeah. By the way.
Kids at All-American. Barron Trump.
His name's Barron.
He's going to be a first-rounder.
He's going to be a first-round pick.
Oh, really? Barron Trump.
Barron Trump.
What?
Barron Trump's like 6'5".
He
looks.
Yeah.
He looks 6'5 in pictures.
Yeah, he's.
I don't know if that's an illusion or not.
No, he's much taller than his mother. I haven't seen any recent pictures with his father because I don't think they see each other very much.
No.
But with his mom, he looks way taller than her.
No. By the way, Jack, Trevor Immelman is going to be taking Faldo's spot here in a few weeks. How about
wow,
that?
How about that?
How's that much of a pull?
That's weird, man. We talked Nick Faldo and Trevor Immelman accidentally. On both counts. And there's news.
How did the FBI get Big Easy's DNA? We'll talk about that in Shady Sharp next.
UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Like, I know you can be happy about this.
Black Unicorn
you can be
is
over
a
the
fantastic
news.
Nickname.
It is just
yeah,
it
usually nicknames
I love that
are
nickname.
Shorter than the actual.
Cream.
Yes.
You know.
Is he a white unicorn?
I love it.
And James Strebel.
I think Jewish unicorn is the correct one.
This is me laying out. This is me laying out, getting nowhere near this.
I love it. It's so great.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, guys, mark your calendars right now for July 1st for Cox's and Evergreen's Customer Appreciation Event. How about that? It's happening at the Evergreen Prospect location. How about that?
Ooh.
Little Steve Rummage. They'll be hosting food trucks and offering entries to win big prizes, giveaways, along with free tacos from Ramiro's Cantina. How about that?
Oh,
from 3 to 7. You like that, don't
you? I do
like
that.
Enjoy several of the vendors. Will be there. Tito's, Angels Envy, Kentucky Lottery, and much more. It's all July 1st, 3 to 7 at the Evergreen Prospect location.
That's on a Friday.
It is.
How about that?
I would say let's go up there.
It's going to be hot.
Well, there's that, but we're going to be inside. I mean,
oh, that's true.
I mean, we're
going to
be inside.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
But July 1st is the day that we take over as the home for U of L athletics.
It's a big day.
And that day, that day is the first Cardinal Insider.
No!
With Jody. And so, like, I just need to be around.
You need to be around, just in case.
Yeah, I don't need to be three stouts deep in a bottle of bourbon with you out in Prospect.
Right.
Plus, I don't know if our cars can go out there.
That's a
good
point.
You're in the minivan, and I'm going to have the 2013 Hyundai Elantra.
Yeah,
not good.
They'll give us the stink eye. They'll be like, what's this going? Now, is Jody going to be in the studio doing Cardinal Insider?
I do not know. It's possible, yes.
I've never met him. I'd like, well, no. I'll be able to meet him now.
I mean, why would he ever want to meet you?
Well, like, there's no reason.
No, okay, that's it. There's no reason. Why would he ever
I still would find it interesting to meet Jody Disley.
No, you would be nice.
I would be nice.
You'd be fake.
Yeah. It'd be like genuinely nice, but there's a little fakery there. Oh, yeah.
Well, can it be
nice to somebody?
Can it be genuinely nice, yet yeah. you're being fake as all bleep?
Not like fake is like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. I believe you can be nice to somebody, but not like be a fan of somebody. You know what I mean?
I think you probably do.
I run into that a lot. Like, people see me like, oh, hey, so they might not like me, but they're nice to me.
Right.
Yeah. So I think the two can be true.
Paulo Del Piccolo is going to join us in a minute.
Forgot.
Do you want to play this 40 seconds of Shade and Sharp sound?
Yes. Okay. Is this where he goes at?
Okay, so this is, no, it's another guy asking a question, and then Greg Doyle follows up. Jack, you can maybe help me here, but I think there was a question by Jack Doyle.
Greg Doyle.
Jack Doyle.
Who's Jack Doyle?
Come on, Colts tight end.
The Colts tight end.
He's been playing for a million years.
I've had him on fantasy like a few times.
Yeah, that was why you're always in
on the bench.
That was probably like 2012. When
I was second this year.
Yeah.
I was
Were
second.
You?
Yeah, I was. I was
Who
second
won
place.
Our league this year?
Was it Biscuit?
No.
That fraud?
No.
You know who won.
Blank.
Locke won.
Oh, yeah, it was. You're right. Yeah. Locke beat
And we rooted. We rooted for Strebel, and Strebel's team scored 8 points. Anyway, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
So this is only 40 seconds, but at some point, Shane Sharp did say something to the effect of, I love to play ball. And Greg Doyle was like, well, why didn't you? I mean, Team Canada, Kentucky, why have you never? Why do you
NBA
never?
Combine,
yeah, why do you never,
never play
ball?
Basketball? Why do you love never, it so much?
Yeah, so Doyle will go with these guys.
Oh, yeah.
And from what I've heard, some NBA people are kicking back at Shaden Sharpe.
I still
think he goes. Javoni's got him 7 to Portland. I think that's where he's going to go.
Right.
Anyway, there's like 40 seconds. Okay. I don't know who's asking the question here. Just go ahead, Jack.
Steeper because you didn't play college basketball. You're essentially going from high school to the NBA.
I feel like it's just about the same.
You keep saying it was hard throughout the year. That was the hardest part of your journey. But why didn't you then just play?
Why didn't I play?
Yeah.
Again, just getting ready for next season.
But why? Like, if it was hard to sit out, why not just get ready by playing?
I feel like everything happens for a reason. So me sitting out was the best thing for me in my career.
Go ahead.
No, I actually want you to be mean in that.
I hope bad things like in his career happen. Like I hope he stinks. I hope he stinks. I hope he stinks and he's a bust. This dude's a fraud. The biggest fraud I've ever seen in a basketball level. He don't want to play. He just wants bleep handed to him. Like I hope he falls in the draft, and I hope whatever team takes him is set back for a decade. I hope whatever dumbass GM and president of a team decides to take him, they stink for a long time. Because the dude doesn't play basketball, he doesn't want to play basketball, he don't want to do anything. That was such, you talk about fakery and fraudery, that was fake. I love basketball. Why didn't you play? It was the best decision to not play. Well, if you love it so much, why didn't you play? It was good for my career, but you still don't play. I mean, I'm done with this. I'm done with him. I will never root for him. I will never cheer for him. I don't wish bad
things
on him.
What if Cal smooches him?
I'll be very disappointed.
If he smooches the family?
I'll be very disappointed. Very disappointed. And you could harp all the time about recruits. No, recruits play basketball. Like, if I'm a recruit, I don't take anything he says with any seriousness whatsoever. Because how could you trust anything he says about anything? It's fraudulent. He didn't mean anything. I don't know what he stands for. I don't know what he believes. I don't know, like, what kind of player he is. How can any GM sit and say, yeah, this is the kind of guy I want on my team, where there's no evidence about how he can play? Is he a good teammate or a bad teammate?
You know why
or
he's bad with the media is because he never did it. He's never done anything.
No, he didn't talk.
He's been the most protected.
Shielded
player that he's never done interviews.
What's he going to do if he gets drafted?
He's never had availability.
Right.
Why would, when he gets drafted, things things are going to change.
He's
going
to have to do stuff. But here's a crap game.
Here's the problem. You are ultimately, you can all the bluster you want. If he gets taken in the lottery, if he gets taken top 10, if he for sure gets taken top 5.
Yeah.
All your hot air is just that, hot air.
Oh, it is. It is hot air. I know what it is.
He won.
No, he's going to win.
He played the system a different way, and he won.
I hope in the end he loses. He's winning right now, but I hope in the end he loses. Because he is. You're right. He's like global football. He's winning in the short term. Let's see what happens long term. Because life's a marathon, Andy. It's not a race. It's a marathon. It's not a 100-meter dash or a 400-meter dash. It takes a long time for things to happen. Just like Shaedon Sharp and Louisville football, same thing. All hype, no substance. How about that?
Do we have Paulo Del Piccolo, Jack? Are we talking to him? I apologize.
You hear all that?
Just
Paulo
went to voicemail, so I'm calling him again.
Uh-oh.
No, well, that's fine. If he went to voicemail, don't keep calling him 900 times. It's okay. Shoot him a message.
Doesn't even match.
Say if you got time, it's all good. If you're on the pitch, if you're talking to Jason Entz, that's okay.
Right, absolutely.
It's a fluid situation here.
It is.
That would have been an awkward transition to soccer anyway.
It would have
been. From what Strebel was just giving us.
Yeah. But
you all hate him.
I don't.
No,
I,
you hate him.
I don't hate him, but I'm not going to sit there and cheer and root for him. No. Especially when he did what he did. Well, you had guys hurt, injured. He could play. He was fine. He's supposed to be this badass basketball talent. He just sat there during St. Peter's and just looked like this. I'm not playing. It's the best thing for my career to not play basketball when actually my career is to play basketball. It's the best. That's an oxymoron. How is it the best thing in your career when your career is going to play basketball? Silly. Hey, Paulo.
Paulo Del Piccolo joins us. What's up, buddy? I was off last week. How did Strebel do with his interview, by the way? Did he do okay?
Absolutely crushed it.
Thanks.
Top two and not two.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
That was a lot.
I like that. I really do.
Yeah.
Paulo with us here. They're back in action on Saturday there in Hartford. It's an early game. What is it? Yeah, 12:45 on our air, 1 o'clock. Our friend Jason Entz tells us it's going to be nationally broadcast on ESPN.
Whoa.
So I'm assuming that he's not misguiding us there on that. Obviously, you have to have some sort of special goal celebration ready, given that you're going to be on the big stick on Saturday, right? Come on, you got to have something.
I'm sure a lot of the guys do, but you know me, I'm the most boring player out there, so I'll just go with the classic fist pump.
Oh.
Well, we need to get you to do something.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
Can
is.
Can you do the Degeneration
X crotch chop? He's not going to do a crotch
chop.
Okay,
well.
You went from zero to a million right there.
You know.
He says he's understated, and you went to a Degeneration X.
Well,
he may not even know. Do you even know what that is, Paulo? Do you have any idea? The Degeneration X.
Crotch chop.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a juvenile thing.
It is very juvenile. Yeah, I would like it though.
Yeah.
Which is why you brought it up. Okay, so you guys hit a skid, and now you're not hitting a skid. 3-1 winners over the weekend. What turned around to beat Orange County? Where are you guys? Where's the psyche of the team right now?
Well, I don't think the psyche is ever bad. I just think that, we were able to put together a pretty good game on the weekend, and hopefully that continues in for this weekend. But, you know, for us, it was, you know, I always say I'm not the biggest believer in momentum. I think every game you have to take, is just as hard as one before. So we just got to keep it rolling this week.
I'm trying to look. You may not care. But Hartford, being where it is and being on the road might not be bad this weekend, given that it might be 97 degrees around Louisville.
Yeah.
Maybe not a bad time to have a road game.
Go
huh?
up east.
In the Northeast.
Yeah.
Not a bad time.
Yeah.
Get some shower.
I think you might be right.
I mean, up there they have no air conditioning, so, you know, 78 degrees can be terrible. Okay. So Jason Entz wanted me and Strebel to say this, and I've heard this call a million times. Matiti Mushagu Lusa. Is that right? Is that how you say it?
Yep, Enoch Matiti Mushagu Lusa.
Strebel, do you want to try that?
Matiti Mushagu Lusa.
There you go. You nailed it.
Mooshagalusa.
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 Matiti Mooshagalusa.
How does that? Is that good?
Is that good?
Did he nail it?
That last one was spot on.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
Jason Entz wanted me to ask you, is the attack of Matiti
Mooshagalusa?
I'm throwing you in there. Lancaster, Ombi, Harris. Is it the best Loose City has ever had?
Wow.
That's what Jason Entz wanted today.
Huh. Oh, man. I mean, that's it's very good. I don't think I would throw myself in there. I think
I'm throwing you
I'm
in there.
Throwing, yeah.
And listen, sports radio is about opinions, okay? Strebel was just ripping an 18-year-old basketball player before you came on. It can't be it's good. It's got to be the best or it's not the best ever, okay?
Yeah, the best or the worst.
It's the best or the worst ever.
Right.
Yeah. It is up there. But we had some good strike. I mean, don't forget we had Luke Spencer for a few years. I mean, we've had some ballers coming in out of here.
All right, well, there you go.
I look at the present. I'm a man of the moment.
It's the second guest you've said that to today.
Strebel's only got a couple lines today. That's all that he has right now.
I'll tell Jason this. I'll say it's top two and it's not two.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
That's how you have an opinion. So what do you guys, I mean, like right now, like what do you, I mean, losing streak, one over the weekend. I know you won't say it, but you guys are going to show up. You're going to win in Hartford there on Saturday. Like, what is this team need to either get better at? What are you working on? What's kind of like the story right now? You're in the dog days of summer, if you will, when it's really hot, but you're really good. You're top of the Eastern Conference, but obviously you still want to get better. What's the objective the last few weeks and going forward for you guys?
Well, I don't want to give away too many secrets, but what we're working on right now is scoring more goals and keeping them out as well on the other end. So if we can just improve in those two areas, I think we'll be really good.
So you're working on scoring goals and not allowing
– not conceding them.
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go. Paolo, get him out of here. No. Paolo, appreciate the time, man. We'll talk with you next week, man. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, good luck
appreciate
this weekend.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right, there we go. Paolo Del Piccolo with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. How about that?
That was some hardcore soccer analysis by Paolo there at the end. Working on scoring and not giving up goals. How about that, Ince?
You were right. We should have talked KSR with him.
Yeah, see?
You were right. I conceded.
Yeah.
I'm conceding.
Yeah.
Treble was right.
Yeah. That's,
I was wrong.
Before the show went on, I was like, I asked him a few questions that I just talked about. KSR and Katie George.
Jack, you know what you should have done last week? It would have been a vicious move. You should have just racked one of his soccer hot takes.
Oh.
And just, yeah. Oh, I mean, I just can't even imagine.
Just play it on the front
by
end
the way,
of it.
By the way, speaking, maybe we should do this in the 5 o'clock hour. Jack, I'm going to out you here. Jack said, I smiled at Jack yesterday, and I said, did you and Strebel talk about this?
Oh.
And he goes, no. Strebel didn't want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Shame on you. Strebel's Facebook account got hacked.
It did,
and it's funny.
It is. Well, it
and
is.
And it's funny. It's like it's some woman with her legs hanging off of a helicopter.
On a mountain.
And all of these people believed it was you.
Yeah.
And it's just old people being tricked by Facebook, which has happened for a couple different elections. Yeah. And it's funny.
Yeah.
And you got mad at Jack over there.
No, I didn't get mad. Why did you get mad?
Why did you get gruff with him?
I didn't get gruff. I mean, I could do it if
Reuben Owens didn't commit.
Yeah.
The 5 o'clock hour right now would be about your Facebook. Yesterday would have been about your Facebook being hacked.
I wasn't mad or gruff about it. I was just like, not today. Maybe I was like, let's just not. I was like, I don't feel like talking about it right now because at the time. I was like trying to figure out how to get, like, I was frustrated because I couldn't get it taken down. Facebook has no employees that help with anything.
Well, no.
Like, they're the biggest trash ass company on the planet.
680 had the same issue. We have no idea what happened to ours.
I had no password. So the only thing Facebook tells you is like, go in and change your password.
It's cat one.
And I'm like, no, it's not. But if it was, it would make it easier. But like, I can't get a password.
It's just the cats. It's Big Blue.
But I can't get in to the account and get rid of it. And you can't call Facebook. They don't answer messages.
No.
They do nothing.
No.
It's the biggest. I hope they like no, Shane Sharp. I hope they fail.
They're terrible.
I hope they fail.
Well, they're not going to. They're terrible.
No, they will. Meta is like taking a big hit in the stock market. Like they're tanking terribly. Like the book is out on Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg sucks, and his company sucks.
Yeah.
And people are sick of it.
No,
like, people
should not have Facebook.
No, I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, that's why I said around here, I'm like, I'm not manning hours on ESPN Louisville. I said this because I don't.
I hate it.
Yeah, because I hate
passion.
But you had one. And it's like.
And
it was,
I had been.
It was generic guy's face.
Yeah.
And then it had a woman who was over, like, the Gulf of Mexico, Jack.
In a helicopter.
In a helicopter. And people were like, wow, Strebold. And I was.
Yeah.
Dude, I was. Literally on vacation, belly laughing.
Yeah,
at how funny that was.
Because I was stuck in New Albany. I'm not on any exotic vacation, climbing mountains, and now nor would I do that. But it was a frustrating day, and so I was frustrated because people believed it, and they're like texting me.
It's just old people.
Well, I know, but you know, some of my younger, like not well younger relative to me, like some of my younger friends were like text me. He's like, "What are you doing out there, bro?" And I'm like, "It ain't me.
Like it's like, a person's
you,
face."
Like,
it's
you
not
know me.
Yeah.
And you don't know who this guy is. He's a blonde dude. It's not me. Like, get it out. And I was worried. Here's what I was worried about.
Oh, boy.
I was worried that they'd put, like X-rated stuff.
Smut.
Like, smut on there.
Right.
And then, like, it would get turned back on me. But I'm like, you know, I told myself this. Smart people would know it's not me. And then I saw all the people liking and commenting on it. And I'm like,
yeah,
I can't try. Like, if they put something nasty up there, they're like, what are you doing, James? Like, it's not me, dum-dum. Like, stop it. You know that's not me. I wouldn't do this. So I was frustrated.
I wish they would have put number one, I wish they would have put smut up there.
I don't.
And number two, Jack, this is why you should have powered through and you bring it up on air. Like that right there, Jack. Can you imagine that times like 10,000 last week when he was mad about it?
I would have blown up. But Jack, I was not gruff with you.
And Sherry was giving a thumbs up to James Strebold.
Yes.
Her favorite nephew. We gotta take a break. On the other end, more on Scott Satterfield getting it done. Is there a conversation to be had with Satterfield and Kenny Payne? We'll do it next. 5 o'clock hour on a Tuesday.